From iHeart Podcasts, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeart Radio app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I mean, I think everybody is excited that College Game Day is coming to Wallace Wade Stadium or the Duke Chapel. I know they're in the process of finishing up, setting up, and I know everything starts, I believe, at like 7 o'clock on Saturday morning, and it should be a blast. And David Shumate has had a front row seat, I guess if the press box is a front row seat, for Duke's 4-0 start. He is the play-by-play voice of the Blue Devils. Has your partner been absolutely impossible to control so far through a 4-0 start? Dave Harding is a dear friend.
I've given up trying to control Harding. He and I just try to elbow each other out when we head to the buffet line. That's how we kind of handle things and settle things. But no, I think everyone's jacked for the game this weekend.
I mean, why wouldn't you be? All right, so talk to me about when you saw the possibilities of this team.
It's interesting because you just never know what happens when a new staff comes in. And to me, one of the interesting things about Mike Elko was at his introductory press conference, you probably remember, when he kind of laid out his philosophy and he talked about the grind and he said, you know, the plan was to win now. And I think a lot of people at the introductory press conference are going, interesting. Yeah. You know, there would have been every reason to say this is going to take time. We've got to build, give us time. And he said, no. And I think that resonated in the locker room. And you know, obviously you see it in the 30-0 win over Temple in his first game, but you saw it a little bit in camp just with the body types and how they changed with David Feeler coming in as the strength and conditioning coach. But you know, you just kind of saw it last year when it felt like every time there was a new question asked or a new challenge in front of them, they answered it. And I think they kind of picked back up with that this year when everyone said, okay, good year, 9-4, you won a bowl game, but man, look at this schedule and it starts with Clemson. And then they come out and win 28-7. So I think it's just a really mentally tough team that seems to always have an answer, even though questions keep getting put in front of them.
David Shumate, play-by-play voice of the Duke Blue Devils, is joining us here in College Game Day is here. For me, they just, when I watched against Clemson, and I had joked, sort of, not really joking, I had been saying it all summer, and I think I said this to Mike Elko at Operation Football, when you beat Clemson. That's why I always talked about it that way, because part of it is I'm not 100% sold. I wasn't 100% sold on Clemson. But if Duke was going to be a better version of this of last year's team and they went 9-4, why wouldn't we also think they could be good? I don't know about record, but in terms of being on the field, be as good. And they looked it. They looked like they belonged on the field with Clemson, just on the defensive line.
Yeah, there's no question. I think it was interesting, you know, watching back. Obviously, I was doing the game that night, but to hear Tom Luganville say on the sidelines that, you know, at field level, he didn't notice a huge difference in terms of speed between the two teams. I think that speaks to the work that these guys have done and to the level that it's risen to. And I think, you know, it's interesting to see how Mike Elko manages the week. And, you know, every coach has their own philosophy of, you downplay the event, you build it up into something. And his thing has always been just totally transparent with the guys. They talked all week going into that game about how big of a game it was, but also that you don't have to play beyond yourselves. You're good enough to play with this team. And I think that kind of spills into this week, having that experience of playing Clemson, that, you know, he's allowed the guys to enjoy the stage they've earned with College Game Day coming to town, with the ABC primetime game that's coming up on Saturday night. It's not like they've tried to totally block that out, but he reinforces it with, if you want to play at the level you need to on Saturday, you have to take care of your work each day during the week. It's been really interesting to watch him navigate that and just kind of be open about not trying to hide from the guys, you know, how big these things are, what opportunities are in front of them, but still keep a focus on the work, and it really seems to resonate with the team.
David Shumate, play-by-play man for Duke, and again, 7:30 is the kickoff of Duke and Notre Dame. at Wallace Wade Stadium, College Game Day, setting up in front of the Duke Chapel. Don't you feel like that was we're one-upping Notre Dame's College Game Day in front of Touchdown Jesus?
I don't know about that, but I mean, you've been on campus. Like,
I'm just trying to create something, David.
The architecture is—that's what makes Duke's campus beautiful. And to do it in front of the chapel to me was always going to be the perfect spot. Obviously, College Game Day has been here a bunch on the basketball side of things from Cameron, and you get to see that. But I think to see that part of campus is going to be awesome this weekend. And you know, maybe it is playing with the visual, but I just think it's like the perfect place for Duke to do it.
Who do you think the guest picker will be? I know nobody knows. I'm sure you don't. So who do you think the guest picker will be?
You pick off of a list, right? You could go Adam Silver. You could go Ken Jeong. You could go basketball side of things. I know everyone wants to talk about Coach K. You could go on down the list.
Ken Jeong would be good.
ESPN ties. You go Grant Hill. I mean, who knows? I mean, I think they got a bunch to pick from. Daniel Jones has said he's being ruled out because he's got practice. So we do know that on the football side of things, because that could have been someone that would have been cool too.
That would be cool. Do you get the sense that around athletics that Duke football might be a little bit, hey, let's not highlight basketball, let's highlight football?
No, and I mean, it may sound trite, but I think that like Mike Elko has totally embraced that's a huge part of what makes Duke attractive
and
the brand that comes with that. I mean, when he got introduced, Coach K came over and hugged him in his last season, and he's totally embraced the basketball side of this and knows that why he thought he could win here at Duke is because of the brand that is Duke, and that's not just academics. That's on the basketball side as well, and he leans into that. Obviously, they bring recruits to basketball all the time. Coach Shire and he are talking all the time. I remember preseason, one of the scrimmages, Coach Shire was down watching the game. So, I mean, I think, like, that part of it, I don't have any concerns. I think they realize that it all blends together. And you kind of see that with Kara Lawson on the women's basketball side and Chris Pollard on the baseball side, have them hyping up game day coming to town. I think they all kind of see how it works together. And I think it's really obviously worked out well for all of them.
All right. Your view of Riley Leonard through four games, David Shumate.
With Sotyktu for moderate to severe plaque psoriasis, you could show off your skin again. And you know what that means?
Beach day.
As a TYK2 inhibitor, Sotyktu is the only once-daily pill of its kind for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Ask your dermatologist about Sotyktu today and learn more at SoClearlyYou.com. That's SoClearlyYou.com. Sotyktu, deucravacitinib, is a prescription treatment for adults with moderate to severe plaque psoriasis who may benefit from systemic therapy or phototherapy. Don't take if you're allergic to Sotyktu. Serious reactions can occur. Before treatment, get checked for infections, including tuberculosis. Sotyktu can lower your ability to fight infections. Don't start if you have one. Serious infections, cancers including lymphoma, muscle problems, and changes in certain labs have occurred. Tell your doctor if you have a history of these events, or if you have an infection or symptoms like fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or cough, or if you have history of hepatitis B or C, liver or kidney problems, high triglycerides, or had a vaccine or plan to. Sotyktu inhibits TYK2, which is part of the JAK family. People 50 and older with heart disease risk factors who use a JAK inhibitor are at increased risk for certain side effects, sometimes fatal. It's unknown if Sotyktu has the same risks as JAK inhibitors. Call 1-888-SOTYKTU to learn more.
Protesters and supporters alike are lined up outside the United States Supreme Court this afternoon as a decision in the most hotly debated case in years is set to be delivered.
From iHeart Podcast, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade.
Sir, I graduated the top quarter of my class.
We just don't have a spot for you.
Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington
for challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
My chief qualification being, I'm uncontroversial.
You know how we both ended up on the Supreme Court?
Politics.
Damn right.
This may be the longest of shots, but it's also the last chance for a lot of women.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
I'm trying to get you to stand for something, man. Now go to it.
Listen to Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
he does what he needs to win. And I think, like, because of that, like, maybe some of the stats aren't as gaudy as some other quarterbacks in the league. Obviously, Hartman is third in the country. No, he's not in the league, but Notre Dame being a piece of it with 14 touchdowns. And obviously, Drake May has put up some crazy numbers. Riley can do that. We saw it last year against Wake Forest when he spread it around to his top three targets. But he, if he needs to run for nearly 100 yards, he's done that twice already. He's going to do that. If he needs to throw it, he just wants to win. The thing to me that separates him, and you have to look back to his basketball playing days and almost went to college to play basketball at South Alabama, but decided to go the football route. He's just such an incredible athlete. And when we talk about that, I don't want to take away from what he can do as a passer. He can make all the throws you need to in an intermediate game. He's obviously an incredible decision maker, takes really good care of the football. But, you know, Coach Elko and I were talking about this the other day about you can win defensively and have a linebacker in the backfield ready for a sack, and he'll make a miss. Or Barrett, the linebacker, talented linebacker for Clemson, basically had him tackled, and he broke out of it and ran for 44 yards. I mean, I think that is a difference maker when you have a guy that when the scheme defensively works, it doesn't, and then it becomes a nightmare. And I think that's what makes Riley different.
David Shoemate, before I say goodbye, what does Duke have to do here in terms of plays made, whatever? What do they have to do to win this game?
I think it's very similar to the approach going into the Clemson game of, like, with the stage, with the sold-out crowd, with everything that comes with game day, there's always a temptation, at least to my eye, I don't know if you would agree, to want to play beyond yourself and have to go do something crazy or go too far. I think being sound and sticking to what they've done in terms of taking care of the football and getting a takeaway or two, I think, is going to be key, because it's been their recipe ever since Mike Elko arrived on campus. So to me, the key is going to be coming out and not trying to do something that's atypical for what you would do, coming out and playing your game and staying within that, even though everything around the game is very different than what it's been, obviously, before Mike Elko got here.
Real quick, I think they need a couple of big plays in the passing game, which they haven't necessarily needed so far this year. I think the line of scrimmage, it's going to be tough to do what they have done so far. But, man, it's just awesome to see it. Awesome to see this.
Yeah, it's going to be cool. And, I mean, you're right. I think it'll be interesting to see, because you got, was it two of the top six passing defenses in the country? Duke is fourth, Notre Dame is sixth. And you're right, it's hard watching the film to see either team going to have a ton of success moving the ball consistently. So who gets those big explosive plays? I think it's fair.
David Shoemate, play-by-play of Duke. Have a good time. Put a seatbelt on Dave Harding.
I appreciate it. I'll lock the big guy in.
All right, man. Take care. David Shoemate, Duke voice as they get ready for Duke and Notre Dame. Ken Jeong, that is a name for some reason I had not thought of. That is right up ESPN's alley.
It is, but we need to make sure he wears clothing. Because, you know,
what do I not know?
Anybody who's watched him in movies.
Oh, really?
Yes.
He's naked a lot?
He's been naked, yes.
Really?
He's not
shy.
We
don't need to see that.
We don't need that information out there. No.
From iHeart Podcast, Supreme, The Battle for Roe, tells the story of the unlikely champions behind the landmark case Roe v. Wade. Starring Maya Hawke as 26-year-old lead attorney Sarah Weddington.
We're challenging the Texas abortion laws in federal court.
And Academy Award nominee William H. Macy as Supreme Court Justice Harry Blackmun.
Time is not the most important factor. Getting it right is.
Listen to the podcast Supreme, The Battle for Roe on the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcasts.